Robert, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little confused. So what can I clear up?
You're not so much clearing up anything. It's just that when I get a stone on memo, and let's say I sell it, I would like to show it so it doesn't show as a, quote, invoice to me, but RDI still gets paid in full for everything. That's all I'm saying.
So we can't do that. I still have to invoice you proper. We're part of the RJC, so we get audited with capital A.
So what's like, RJC? What is RJC?
RJC is the Responsible Jewelers Council or Committee, I think. Committee.
Okay.
And so we get audited with a capital A. Like, I have to show who my trades are with.
Right.
So is that what you're asking? You're asking for us not to invoice you?
Exactly.
Just get paid. Yeah, we can't do that. I have to invoice you to show where my diamonds are going and how we would balance the books.
Well, would the books still be balanced if the stone either came back sold or it didn't get?
Yeah. Like, I can't just create a fictitious invoice
Well, no, I don't. I would prefer not to even create an invoice. That was the whole idea.
I understand what you're trying to do, Rob. Unfortunately, I can't accommodate. I have to invoice you for the stone, and there has to be a paper trail. For a company of our size, unfortunately. What's weird, I don't care where the money comes from.
Right.
That makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I've had customers pay for diamonds, but it has to go through a jeweler that has an LLC that is preferably part of the JBT, not necessarily has to be, but, like...
Right.
I understand the request. I really wish. And like you said, you like to do more business with us. And we want to do more business with you, but unfortunately, that's kind of like we got to be able to invoice. So I understand where Tammy was trying to explain. Like, I could maybe accommodate a little bit and bill from date of invoice or date of report, but, like, even that's not what you want. You don't want an invoice at all.
Yeah, I was just hoping it didn't show up on the books as a transaction, basically. That's all.
I get it. Yeah, we have.
But RDI still gets paid in full.
Understood. Yeah, no, we have to show that this is what's transacted. Yeah.
Because I have that in other ways, so
sure there are people that would be more than accommodating, and if that's the case, I can make an inquiry, but I can tell you where my accountant's going to tell me to go. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say maybe primarily because of the size of RDI that you're not able to do it.
Right. Like we get scary audits. Like, I mean, I had one the other day just for the RJC thing. Like, they pulled one of my reps to say, like, how's the room temperature? What are you treated fairly here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it gets down to, like, you know, like welfare of our employees, not just like the transaction. Like, it's some pretty intensive. The books aside,
wow.
You know what I mean. Books aside,
wow.
It's great to be a part of it, though. I mean, that's the whole concern is stuff changing hands without a paper trail, right?
Right.
So
right.
That's what we're trying to do. Now, I hope you continue to use Tammy. Tammy loves you, and I'd love to, you know, meet you someday. We've done some really good business, and you're in an area. Like, I think I mentioned to you, I stayed in Providence last October. I went, and we know a lot of the same people. Like, I go into Cindy's. She's in
Foxborough.
Yep, and then you probably know Jeff at G. Austin. He's in Attleboro.
Attleboro Jewelry Makers,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
of course. I've been doing business with all the – today I had to do business with Tower Square Jewelers.
Right, which is a longtime client of ours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd love to pick your brain about longs. I have a pseudo relationship with them, but I – you know, they're a monster that we just
– I'll be there till – you know, I've got a three-day show there tomorrow.
If you could name drop for it, I mean, that'd be great, or set up a – I know who I have to talk to, but and to be honest, I haven't really pried. I was hoping to go down, but I hope your show is insanely lucrative. They're probably one of your bigger accounts, right?
Oh, they are for my vendor that I represent, and they'll have three of their bridal vendors there.
Yeah,
they'll all be there.
This is like you got to be hopping around doing bridal event to bridal event.
Well, yeah, I mean, mine isn't a major brand name like, you know, some of these other ones that, you know, like Gabriel and Martin Flyer. And,
right.
And, you know, they're all
for?
Out there. What's that? Well, I represent a product line called Just Perfect MSP in New York, which is all machine set product.
Oh, okay.
And it's, the turnaround time is 7 days, and love that. There's no tariffs, you know. I mean,
that's huge.
It's huge, and it, you know.
And I'm familiar with Martin Flyer. They just got bought up by
KGK,
and they've eaten my lunch a few times on deals with a client of mine up in Scarsdale. But recently, because of that acquisition, I think that their customer service has declined.
I think all of them decline when that happens. It really does.
Like, it's like they don't even have a rep anymore. They don't know who to call. They want to get a diamond that goes in the mounting. It'll show up like 5 days too late, and I'm like, don't call them.
You know, the biggest one for me was like, you know, but, and they're good, called Silby. They do a really good job, and a lot of jewelers, you know, the better jewelers carry that line. Gabriel, is still there, but they just dropped all their sales reps last week. That's what I heard.
Last week?
I heard last week that they let go all their sales reps.
They don't need the sales staff anymore. They went straight to, like, orders only, order takers. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Did you hear the same thing, or is it just me? Because
I could look it up, and I could ask around a little bit.
I'd like you to, because I heard they're doing what they call a team approach now, where, you know, a team from New York or something will come in to sit down with the jeweler and go over whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to look. But, again, I wish I could – I know what you're looking for. I want to do more business with you. Obviously, Tammy does. Tammy adores you. And then, unfortunately, though, the way that we set up our book, if there's a way around, I will let you know.
All right. That's fair.
But you'll continue calling on us, I hope?
What do you mean? Of course. I mean, I'll try to, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to make a living, you know.
You and people.
Put away a couple of dollars, you know. I'm just a little guy out there trying to pay the rent.
Same. I get it completely. And if anybody crosses paths, if there's any way, again, not to abuse a mutual relationship, but if there's anything that you could do, even if it's just that, hey, so-and-so from Garrett, he should call. I love an audience with anybody as long. I do want to come down. That's actually what I've been kind of waiting on. I've got a buddy that's up in Medford.
Medford?
Medford, yeah. And we visit all the time. So I'm in the area. But I just haven't made the trip down to knock on that.
Do you do the RJO and the IJO shows?
Absolutely. I'll be in Lexington. Oh. Tammy will be in Lexington, too.
That's for which one is that?
RJO is Lexington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you go to that?
Yeah. I did go to one of them before. Yeah, I've been to IJO several years ago. And, Jeff Roberts was president.
I'd buy a cocktail. That'd be great.
You'd buy me a cocktail? I'd love that.
Or two or three. It depends on the night.
What about a gift certificate to Chick-fil-A?
I suppose. I'd rather have a cocktail, you know. But
Jeff Roberts, who used to, you know, be president.
Yeah, Jeff Roberts. Yeah, I know Jeff.
Jeff gave me my first order in the business back in 1984.
No way. How freaking
He and Chip Terry. And, you know, I was very, very close to them for many, many years. Sure.
That's so cool. This industry's so small.
It is. I mean, our industry is so small, we could manufacture bumpers for Chrysler. You know what I mean?
100%.
That's how. And there's too many changes going on now, like gangbusters, and, you know, everybody's selling labs like gangbusters and putting them into 14 karat gold settings.
Corey, I know people that sell to Corey putting lab groans into Corey. You know what I mean? Like, you got an $8,000 mounting with a lab grown in it. Like, are you kidding me?
I sell to Barmakian, and
big player.
Big player, and the buyer was telling me that, yeah, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, they sold a three-carat lab and they put it into a Tacori setting, and they sold it for like 21 grand.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
It's criminal. You know, like, and again, good for them, right? But, like, what is your legacy there? Where's your future? If they ever find out. I mean, I have a client 3 years ago. I sold a 5-carat EVVS2 lab-grown to. It was an emerald cut for $25.
Right.
Our cost.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
They don't
cost
anymore. Now, it was a young lady getting into the industry, and she's like, I'm going to sell all my friends' labs. I'm like, don't do that. She's like, why not? Everyone wants them. I'm like, sure, but they're tanking. Like, you want to build a legacy. You want to build one of trust. It's hard to do that when people don't understand our industry. Like, I can buy it and go, I know what I'm getting into. But when you're making an emotional purchase, you know, you're very, you know, you're not really thinking about it. And you go, oh, it's cheaper, it's big, it's beautiful, it's pretty, great. Relationship falls apart, now what? You go back and you're told that the thing that you spent thousands on is worthless. It's hard. So
I know. No, I get it. It's painful. That's just hard.
Yeah. But I did a little travel. I just came back from North Carolina and Virginia. I visited 5 or 6 stores while I was down there, and everyone is reporting that they're selling more naturals. They want to get away from lab. So whether that – it's not going to go away, you know.
No.
But if it can go back to – shit, I would take 50-50, you know what I mean? Like, there was a time there where 90% of what was being sold in a store was lab-grown, only 10% of a natural, and then how much of that do you think was my diamond?
Right.
Right? So, like, and then a lot of my newer reps, like, even Tammy had to fight through it. Like, if I'm getting a call 10% of the time, and she's one of 3 people showing, like, that call is going to your normal guy, not to some newbie, not to someone that just picked up the phone and said, hey, Robert, give me a shot. You know, you're
right.
Like, okay, but I'm also going to get it from my guy that I know needs that business.
Right.
So now I'm happy that, you know, it's 70% in some of these stores. They're doing 70% natural overlap. So,
wow. See, I've seen so many of the independents work. What happened was, as a defensive measure, they said, you know what, we got to have these labs. And so for the last 2 years, obviously, they don't want it to go to the competitors, so they carry them and
They don't care.
You know, they just want to make the sale.
Right. They held up. But then they're enabling their stuff. Like, so my former VP and I were talking about this. The lab-grown industry was created at the counter. Lazy sales reps that were hired after the pandemic that have no experience selling natural. I'm a salesperson.
Right.
I like to sell the easy yes, too.
But
right. They go to the counter and they go, lab or natural? Well, I don't know. What's the difference? Well, lab's the same but cheaper. like, okay, now I go into the store and I have to educate them and go, listen, guys, this is not how you don't go lab or natural. Even if they come in and ask for lab, you go, how do we get to this product? Right?
Right.
Mind if I show you, just for brief consideration, a natural for your budget and tell you
right.
what you're getting. I was in North Carolina in Raleigh, and a kid walked up to the counter and he went, do you sell lab or blood? And I'm like, blood?
What?
Blood?
A blood
like,
diamond?
And it's not my store, so, like, I kind of laid it
right.
a little bit, and I know the jeweler. I asked the jeweler, I'm like, do you mind if I, like, if I'm helping a customer, can I give them my mind, or do you want me to kid glove it? And she's like, no, dude, go do you. So I was like, dude, did you eat a banana this morning? Do you have a cell phone in your hand? There's no such thing as moral consumption. There's blood all over, all right? And by the way, that movie is older than you are, so I don't want to hear about blood diamonds anymore. It's rubies, it's sapphire. Name a thing that comes out of the ground, and there's the lithium in your phone. Like, there's more earth move to get that heavy metals in cell phones than to get diamonds. And by the way,
right.
the money going into the diamond industry actually helps build civilization. So, you know, you want to get your green, eco-friendly, non-related coal energy factory-made diamond. Don't get me started, you know.
That's funny.
You know, but I get jazzed about it. But I mean, and again, I'd probably be the exact opposite if I made more money on lab than natural. But like, I'm passionate about real, you know.
Right.
I don't sell hot dogs, you know.
Right.
So thank you.
Right.
But anyway, I will make a further inquiry in the hopes that I can make you happy. But I don't think that's going to be possible. But let me know if there's anything else we can do, and I really hope you kick some butt tomorrow at Long.
No, I just, you know me, I'm just trying to make the sale, trying to, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Since I have to sell to all these independent jewelers with my lines, it's just nice to do private sales separately that I can do, and, you know, I'm in a business group that we, you know, that I've been with for a long time, and, you know, you try to do whatever you can to make that sale. So.
100%. I get it completely. So if I can advance those efforts, I will. But
all right,
please call up, keep calling on us, and we'll keep getting you anything you need.
You got it. No, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Robert.
All right. We'll talk.
Bye-bye.